Well, Mike, I was a little disappointed, I should say. I don't know if extreme is the right word, but I was disappointed that I was not able to watch this Saints and 49ers practice against one another. And the reason why I say that, because I thought it'd be a great opportunity to kind of see where we're at, and not so much even the game Sunday night, because they're still going to play the game in San Francisco against the 49ers come Sunday night preseason football. But just during, you know, the camps where now, in theory, the 49ers, and you had mentioned this, when they haven't lived up to their potentials because they were, everybody was hurt. Well, you know how we've had, like with 12, 13 injuries? Well, they had like times two that, like 24 injuries. And you're talking about the likes of Fred Warner, who's, I think, maybe a slight edge better than DeMario Davis. Then you know Christian McCaffrey, who's produced more than him. When you look at him, pass receiving, running back, and running the football. And the reason why I say that, and when you look at this, the poster child for the NFC are really the NFL, except they didn't beat the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, so that's the ultimate. You got to be the world champs. I'm like, you know, I say we want to be a top 10 team in a number of categories and how you cannot help to win, turnover margin, all of that. Like for instance, you know, oh, we got a top 10 offense and defense. You look, scoring defense, scoring offense. You know, we gave up 19 points a game. Well, they gave up 17. So, in other words, Mike, that was skewed because how we scored maybe at the end, averaging like 23.5 points a game, which is ninth best. Well, they were averaging 29 points a game, which was third best. They were third in offensive scoring, third in defensive scoring. They were second in total offense, third in rushing offense, fourth, and people don't give Brock Purdy credit, fourth in passing offense. At 158 yards a game, total defense, they were eighth. Rushing defense, they were number three. So, Mike, it's basically all top five.
You can see why
five.
They made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Now, the only thing we're better than them was pass defense. You know, and I like our cornerbacks versus the 49ers quarterbacks. You know who's starting off for them right now? Who we had, who was a part of our depth. And did a fine job when he went in.
Yeah,
Isaac Yiadom. And they said right now, Isaac Yiadom.
He potentially could be the starter at one of the corners.
Corners for the 49ers, where they're at. Well, they end up ranking 14 in that regard. Now we have the edge on special teams, you know, our punt return. I think we almost have the edge. It seems like almost every team we play, you know, we're going to win in that area. You know how you want to win two to three phases, offense, defense, special teams? Well, that's one area Dennis Allen with Coach Rizzi and Coach Galliano and all, they could count on that special teams. And that's the case even with the 49ers, that you look how you flip in the field, hitting yardage and all. But then, like, look the turnover margin. Okay, we were plus 11. Now, they were only plus 10. But it was double digits.
But look at the pass rush they got.
Yeah, and Mike, they ended up being fifth best. That's why I remember looking at this in off season, I said, well, there's no better team than to practice against than the 49ers to see how you stack up. But we all know Trevor Penning. How is he going to block Bosa? Their DNs?
He ain't going to block him.
Well, yeah, and then you think like, well, I don't think he's really blocking our guys either. So, but that was just to get a good measuring stick to see, because right now, until you knock the 49ers off, and you might say, well, watch out for the Lions. Yeah, you could say, watch out for the upcoming
Packers,
watch out for up and coming Chicago or Washington, whoever it might be. You know, but like, oh, Matthew Stafford and the Rams always have a chance. But until somebody dethrones the 49ers in the NFC, they're the top banana. I mean, not the Eagles, how they've fallen apart, not the Cowgirls for sure. So I'm just saying that's why I thought if even next year, you know, going, because I think the 49ers aren't going anywhere, they're still going to be one of the best. That's why I wish I would have got to see those practices against that team.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with Brandon Ayuk, too, how that situation works out, because you know one thing, next year you're going to have to play Brock Purdy And you're talking about $50 to $55 million a year.
Especially if he plays on the level that he played this past season, even without winning a Super Bowl, Mike. If he would just kind of mirror what he did in 2022, he'll be in that number. Brock Purdy will be in that number.
As you always say, it's the going rate.
Yeah, the going rate, how it fluctuates, and are you hot and you hitting the market at the right time? But, but when you look at until they're knocked off, now, we always look at the AFC, but there's a lot more competition. But right now in the NFC, who's better than the 49ers?
We'll talk about this a little bit later on, but last week Kyle Shanahan got kind of questioned about, the lack of depth along the offensive line. Man, he kind of snapped back as, okay, find me the guy. You think they're going to give me an offensive lineman? No, I would take the 49ers offensive line in a heartbeat, especially if I could get Trent Williams the deal over the Saints. But he sort of snapped back of where are you going to find him? And the guys that you could trade for, they want a ransom in exchange for. Bobby, that's not enough offensive linemen in the National Football League right now.
Well, that's why... why don't the Saints go out and get a proven right tackle? Okay, are you going to get one that's a veteran but often injured and has skins on the wall, or there's just no one out there? And you know what's crazy about it, Mike? When you look at different grades of players, and Pro Football Focus, they grade all the game players and all that. And you might say, well, Landon Young's been around. Why don't we give him a chance? He graded lower than Trevor Penning in the game. Trevor Penning, I think, was 40-something. Landon Young was like 30-something. No,
it's not good.
And then you got Ali Adu, the tackle. Okay, here's a veteran. Mike, he started, 18 or 19 games, somewhere around there, and he's a veteran. But then all of a sudden, okay, he's in the game. He gets back-to-back penalties. Hold him, then he jumps off sides. Now, with that being said, Dennis Allen, I said this, how he's so honest with the media, way more honest than Sean Payton. He said, no, we're not giving anybody anything. But somebody has to prove to me that they need to be even ahead of Trevor Penning right now at right tackle. That's how I know we're in trouble. Because, Mike.
When nobody can beat him out?
Yes, Dennis Allen would want to put somebody else in at right tackle. There's nobody there.
You got issues, and again, we've talked about this in nauseam over the last months and months. This is going to be a major issue area for the Saints along the offensive line.